Hundreds in Israel crowded into Tel Aviv's Hostage Square in the last day, with some calling for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to step down. It comes as pressure mounts on the Prime Minister to secure the release of the remaining Israeli hostages held captive by Hamas. Meanwhile, IDF forces are reporting more progress in the fight. ABC's Britt Clennett.
The IDF says it discovered tunnels of Hamas's general headquarters in northern Gaza and a hideout apartment belonging to General Yahya Sinwar.
It's in Philadelphia.
Netanyahu saying the war will continue for many more months.
A teenage girl in Virginia is in the hospital with serious injuries after being shot by police. Suffolk police say they were responding to a disturbance involving someone wielding weapons when an officer shot the girl. Just a few more hours left in 2023, with about a million people expected to crowd into New York's Times Square in the coming hours to watch the ball drop. This is ABC News. President Biden is spending this weekend in the U.S. Virgin Islands in St. Croix, speaking to reporters outside a restaurant earlier tonight.
I know you guys hate the assignment down here. I'm sorry to bring you down here. Tough stuff, huh?
Biden was also asked whether he's spoken to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky amid the new round of violence in that country. Biden responded, saying that the two speak regularly. Some hospitals in the U.S. are bringing back indoor masking policies in light of a recent uptick in respiratory illnesses. ABC News has confirmed hospitals in Massachusetts, Wisconsin, and California now have masking rules in place. The CDC says more than 30 states are experiencing high or very high levels of illness, including COVID, RSV, and the flu. And actor Tom Wilkinson has died. The British actor, known for roles in The Full Monty, Michael Clayton, and the Mission Impossible franchise, was said to have died suddenly in his home. His family did not provide any further details. Wilkinson was 75. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
Adoption changed me for the better. I feel like I can be whoever I want to be.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this
local
down.
Musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Weikert Realtors. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue here in Madison or online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by Ignite Glass and Gifts, for locally hand-blowing glass, 3 Madison locations, and shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Oh, happy New Year's, everyone. These guys are going to play The Majestic tomorrow night.
Feeling the sunshine kiss my face. So full of joy, I'm glowing like a rainbow. Let some water refresh my soul. Getting ready to hit the road. Wearing a smile from my head down to my tiptoes. Cause I'm living my best life. Feel the rush of the outside air. Taking the beauty everywhere. I count for many reasons to be thankful. Living the music inside me, and I know it's my destiny. I'm feeling blessed and I'm so very grateful. Cause I'm living my best life.
Live above.
I've got fire.
Live above.
procrastinate or hesitate to live your life. You only get one life, so learn to leave your past behind. Day and night, you choose how you spend your time.
Stepping stone, raise you up, see what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. Take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. You can keep those things. I don't need none of your strings. I'll be your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. People Brothers Band there. A double dip to kick off your Saturday evening with Steppin' Stone. Living My Best before that. Both of those songs off the brand new album from the People Brothers Band, Sisters and Brothers. They're playing lacrosse tonight at the Popcorn Factory. And then they're coming to Madison tomorrow night at the Majestic Theater on King Street. They're playing with Salty Dog and Work. And it's going to be just a great show for your New Year's Eve at the Majestic with the People Brothers Band. Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. here on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. I am Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker. What's happening, Rocker?
What's happening, Jimmy?
It's good to see you, my brother.
Oh, happy New Year. Happy New Year's Eve Eve.
New Year's Eve Eve. Terry Barr is off tonight. She's at Rick Nielsen.
Yeah, the Nielsen Family Trust.
Yes.
So that's down in Rockford. She's hanging with like rock and roll royalty.
Yeah.
I forget where that show is at tonight, but yeah, she's hanging, you know, Rick Nielsen and Miles Nielsen, kids.
Miles Nielsen. That's who I was thinking of. That's awesome. So happy New Year's to Terry. Happy New Year's to KJ for filling in for me last weekend. Appreciate that. I hope you're all having a great night. Rocker, we got a stellar show to close out 2023 for the people tonight, man. And it's gonna rock.
Jimmy, it is New Year's Eve Eve, and we have a special show for you tonight. First up, we're going to be talking to a Madison blues legend. We're going to talk with James Earl Tate. He has a new album out. He's got his birthday is coming up.
He's in the green room right now.
He's in the green room right now. We're going to hear about the early days of the Nitty Gritty when that place used to be the premier blues venue in Madison. And then we'll be talking to Joe Burby Bergbach from FPC. And they're doing a whole bunch of fests, Jimmy, at the Majestic. And we're going to hear about some of those funk fest. There's a blues fest. There's a there's four or five of them.
And so, we have a bunch of music from the fest in the playlist tonight before midnight, too.
Oh, beauty. It's going to be very festive tonight, Jimmy. And then we have the Cuz. They're in town. They're from Madison, but they've all kind of scattered at different places in the country, and they come back sometimes for holidays and book a show. So we'll hear from Ben Lacuda and the boys about their show tomorrow night. And then Live in the Lair. We are going to have a very special Live in the Lair tonight, a two-hour special, Jimmy, with Bodicida. And they're going to be here from 8 to 10 p.m. and playing 2 hours of music live right here on Max Inc. Radio.
2 hours of live music on the radio. Why is it 2 hours, Rocker?
Well, you know, I was setting up the lair.
This is a great story. That's why I asked you.
And I was like, well, you know, we need this. We need this. We need a 6-song list from you guys that you're going to play. And I thought, wait a second. If I remember Atwood Fest, when they were playing Atwood Fest, their songs were
long,
maybe a little longer, right?
And jammy.
And I said, what's the average length of your song, right? And they're like, 6 to 7 minutes. I'm like, in radio time, that's going to be interesting. But, you know, we happen to not have an 8 o'clock interview. So I thought, let's do a very special lair. Let these guys jam and just enjoy live music on the radio.
I just hope there's a drum solo tonight. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here tonight on New Year's Eve Eve. I'm hoping for a drum solo.
Jimmy, people would not believe the studio. I mean, we got to get a picture and put it out there. It looks like a Pink Floyd Uma Guma cover. I mean, there's so much technology in this place. It's unbelievable. And we are going to have just an unbelievable concert.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text inside the Civic Media app. You can get the app at any app store. Rocker, I got a question for you.
What's that, Jimmy?
It's New Year's Eve Eve. Last week was Christmas, right?
Yeah.
What is the deadline to getting your Christmas ornaments put away and off your house for the year?
1 minute after midnight on December 26th.
I'm with you, brother. Actually, growing up, my mom and I had a tradition of taking the Christmas decorations down on New Year's Eve day. So that's kind of my deadline in my brain. But, you know, there are people out there that don't take their decorations down until like Easter.
And some don't ever.
And I hate them. I really do. I don't want to see Santa Claus in March, okay? So what do you think
the perfect time for you to take your Christmas decorations off your house is. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Are you a procrastinator? Do you have Christmas decorations up in July? I don't like you. I mean, I'm just going to tell you right now. I don't like you if you are one of those people.
Wow, Jimmy. Well,
I'm being harsh right now. I know. It's okay, though. It's my opinion. I'm entitled to it. What is your opinion? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us while we do the Rascal Theory. You got me. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You got me standing around.
Rascal Theory and You Got Me, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. When should we take down the Christmas decorations? That's what I want to know. Give me a call right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. It better not be March or I'm going to yell at you. Number 27 now, Rise Above on Max Inc. Radio.
road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I'd do it all again. It's insane, insane. Time again, yes, I've been told there is no way. Close my ears and fix my gaze, yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music number 27 there, and Rise Above. Dude, I've been playing that vinyl at my house almost weekly, rocker. It's such a good album, number 27. They don't have any shows on the books right now, but I wish they did because I want to go see them live.
Yeah, was that Dan Anderson?
I believe so.
Yeah,
yes.
We talked to him just a few weeks back. Right?
The archive is up on the archive interview is up at MaxInkRadio.com right now. You can check that out. It is a good interview too. The Rascal Theory before that, you got me, Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you on New Year's Eve in Madison. Dude, I was walking around State Street this evening. I went down to Paul's Club, had a couple cocktails before the show.
Did they have any like Christmas lights up?
No. No Christmas decorations in
good.
Paul's Club.
Oh, thank goodness.
I also walked down to Riley's liquor store to get some beer.
Yeah.
And there was a couple stores with some decorations, but they were closed. So I give retail a pass until New Year's for the Christmas stuff, all right?
Okay.
Because, they're probably off and celebrating life with themselves. But, dude, these people that leave their Christmas decorations up until, like, February or March. I mean, come on. I mean, I get it. Life is busy. You have a full-time job. Maybe you have 9 kids or something like that. But come on. Take your Christmas. You took the time to put them up in November just before Thanksgiving. You could take them down before New Year's.
What do you think, though? Like, let's say they're blue lights.
Lights are okay. I like lights. Give me all the lights you want.
What if their blue lights were part of a Christmas decoration and they removed the Christmas part of it but left the blue lights? Is that still okay?
If it's just lights, I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Lights are cool.
Okay.
In fact, I have Mrs. K and I in our living room and our bedroom. We have, I guess, quote unquote, Christmas lights, but they're just lights.
Oh, so the truth is coming out.
They're not really Christmas.
We're talking about fine lines here.
They're stoner lights, dude. That's what they are. They're stoner lights. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. And if the Christmas decorations are in your living room, I'm cool with that too. But if they're in your yard in March, I'm laughing at you.
Oh boy. You're at Paul's Club.
Yeah, I was at Paul's Club. Great cocktails, by the way.
Yeah.
I forget her name. She was the bartender down there tonight. She worked last night, and she was telling the story on how drunk she got last night, and she's battling a hangover tonight.
By having more cocktails.
Well, I mean, no. She's paying the price from last night tonight.
Right, having more cocktails.
So, yeah. Eventually, she gave in and had a cocktail to cure the cocktails from last night.
Now, Paul's Club, this is the club that has, there's like a tree in there, right?
Yeah, the tree. Paul's Club, world famous, dude. World famous Paul's Club.
Fun.
I love it. All right, dude, we got a blues legend in the studio. He's going to be on the air with us in just a couple of minutes. James Earl Tate and the 008 Band. Dude, I'm excited about this. He's in the green room right now. We're going to have a chat with him. That's coming up next on Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
If the guitarist and drummer from Cheap Trick joined the singers from Fountains of Wayne and the Bangles for an epic once-in-a-lifetime rock and roll show in Madison, would you go?
Walk like an Egyptian.
Of course you would. Joey's Song is the ultimate Battle of the Bands concert, featuring those artists plus members of Portugal the Man, Soul Asylum, and tons of other cool rock and rollers. It's one night of amazing music, auctions, and meet and greets, with all proceeds benefiting epilepsy research. See the entire lineup and get your tickets today at joeysong.org. That's joeysong.org.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You say you love me, baby. Please call me on the phone sometime. You say you love me, baby. Please call me on the phone sometime. When I hear your sweet voice, you know it begins to ease my worried mind. One of these days, you know I'm gonna show you how kind a man can be. Show you how kind a man can be. I'm gonna buy you a brand new BMW, honey, if you only speak some kind words about me. My phone keeps on ringing. You know it sounds sound like a long distance call. Hear my phone keeps on ringing. You know it sound like a long distance call. When I picked up the receiver, the party says, the party says, it said, James Earl Tate, there's another mule kicking in your stall. Kicking in your stall.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Long distance call. That is Tate and the Double Eight Band. James Earl Tate and the Double Eight Band. And the name of the album is called Keeping the Blues Alive. That's a great song. Hey, Rocker, I want to remind people to make sure you get the Civic Media app on your phone. Is really the best way to listen to all your favorite programming across the radio network here on Civic Media. Just go to your favorite app store, type in Civic Media. Download it. It's free. And then you can choose your favorite radio station to listen to. It's all available for you right now at civicmedia.us.
And, Jimmy, I should mention you can also go to maxincradio.com, hit listen, and you can find all of the ways to listen, including the app. Jimmy, we have many legends in our music scene here in Madison. And tonight we have one in the studio with us. In the late 60s, Nitty Gritty became known as the best Midwest blues venue, not in Chicago, and attracted the greats like Muddy Waters, B.B. King, Buddy Guy, and Luther Allison. Several musicians lived above the Nitty Gritty, and one of them being a young man from Mississippi, James Earl Tate.
That's correct.
In the perfect place, at the perfect time, Tate became fast friends with Luther Allison and even toured the world as Luther's sound technician. But probably better known for the hundreds of open jams he has hosted at clubs like OK's Corral, the King Club, Knuckleheads, and the Red Rooster, James Earl Tate's story is a journey through Madison's music scene past right up to the present. And Tate has always been here. James Earl Tate is here with musical director and pianist Dennis Lynch and also Dan Swadley. Guys, the 008 Band, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much for having us, sir.
Now, we just had you back a few months back, Tate, so it's great to have you back in our studio. And reading your bio, it was like a documentary of the blues scene here in Madison, and I was astounded to learn that you lived in an apartment above the Nitty Gritty, and everybody knows it as a birthday bar, but not as a historic blues club. Tell us a little bit about that blues scene and the Nitty Gritty, and you lived upstairs, and these iconic blues players were coming through town. What was it like in Madison in the late 60s?
Well, at that time, Marsh Shapiro owned the place, and he brought in a lot of blues legends. That was wonderful. And I got to meet Luther Allison there. And I got a tour around the country with Luther Allison. That was a fun time. Me and Luther become fishing buddies. He was my fishing buddy.
What'd you guys catch?
Panfish,
yeah.
Bluegills, lake perch, and crappies.
Where was the spot? Monona Bay?
Right, yeah. Monona Terrace, yes.
Now, I saw that Luther, he liked to cook. He liked to do the slow-cooked fish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How do you slow-cook fish?
Real easy.
I mean, fish cooks pretty fast. Put it in a slow cooker, it becomes jelly.
Well, sometimes you can smoke them, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. There you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, I also read that you and Luther, you know, you were touring the world with Luther as a sound technician, but on your time off, you would go find places to go fishing
exactly.
Around the world. Almost, do you have a good memory about that?
Almost every town we'd go to, we would reach out and quiz the peoples about where's a good place to go fishing. That was always on our mind. Where's a good place to go fishing? all over the state of Wisconsin, parts of Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan. We used to play Ann Arbor quite well. Used to play there a lot, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, another university town.
Yes, sir.
Now, you and Luther Allison, you were ambassadors of the blues, and you've hosted untold blues jams with a who's who of musicians that even include the funky drummer Clyde Stubblefield.
Oh, yeah.
What is it about the blues that drives this obsession? What do you love about the blues?
Well, it taught me a lot. It taught me everything I know about the blues. Well, Luther Allison taught me everything. I used to study when I was real young. When I started working with Luther, he got me over stuttering because I'm from Mississippi, so I have slurred my words and stuttered a lot. And he got me out of it by having me to introduce him to the stage. And I was able to overcome it.
What was it? Just repetition of doing it, of announcing stuff on stage to get rid of the stutter, or what?
Well, he told me if I would introduce him to the stage, I probably wouldn't be nervous. Mm-hmm. And I started introducing him. Here's Luther Allison, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoy him. And I got started just from that.
There's another popular person or a famous person in the world right now that had a stuttering problem that kind of overcame it, too. What's his name? Joe Biden or something like that?
You mean who's that guy?
You mean the president?
Yeah.
Well, good one, Jimmy.
Mine was pretty bad, but I like Mr. Biden. I really do. I hope the haters out there don't hate me for saying that.
No, well, there's no haters here.
Well, I like Mr. Biden. I think he's a wonderful man.
Now, tell us a little bit about jamming with Clyde. I mean, we play a lot of Clyde Stubblefield here. He was a good friend of Max Inc. Radio. But he played in your jam band a little bit. Talk a little bit about that.
He played a lot. It was Clyde was a wonderful person, a good-hearted person. And he would reach out to all the musicians. And he played with a lot of musicians here in Madison, and he played with the great Ben Sidran, played with, he recorded with Paul Black, and, he played with a lot of them.
A lot of the cats around here.
All the musicians in Madison know about Clyde Stubblefield.
Yeah, and then for you out there who don't know Clyde Stubblefield, he was the drummer for James Brown. World famous funky drummer. He was a Madison resident for a few years before he passed away.
I got a question here. Did you play poker with him?
Yes.
Yeah? How did that go for you?
Yeah. Not very well.
Did you ever buy lottery tickets with Clyde?
No.
Okay. All right. I like poker. I like playing poker. I wish I could have played poker with Clyde at least once.
Oh, no, yeah. No, you don't.
Oh, the truth hurts, man.
It does.
Tate, you have recently recorded at Soundgarden Studios with Ken Kepler. And tell us a little bit about the recording and the upcoming release. It's called Keeping the Blues Alive.
That's my mission in life, is to help keep the blues alive, help all of the young people that want to be involved with live blues. So my mission in life is to help keep the blues alive.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Matter of fact, that's a Luther Allison term, keeping the blues alive.
Keeping the blues alive. If you had one piece of advice for the younger generation to keep the blues alive, what would that piece of advice be?
I'd say find something that you're good at and stick with it. If it's the blues, if it's skateboarding, if it's riding a bike, but don't drink and drive.
Or skateboard and drive. I've never really pictured skateboarding and blues together, but I guess you can be a blues guy and skateboard down the road.
I think so.
Do you skateboard?
Tape? No.
Okay.
No.
Just wondering.
I walk real slow. I'm getting old, so I walk real slow.
Well, now let's get back to the album Keeping the Blues Alive. There's quite a few local talented people in the in this band that's on this album.
Yes, there is.
There's Kenny Kepler on drums, Bob Geiger on guitar, Dennis Lynch on keys, and Dan Swadley on bass, Dan Resnick on sax. Jimmy was surprised to find out that Paul Flipowitz is playing some guitar on this album.
Paul is a good friend of mine, and I love his playing.
Chicago Blues Hall of Famer.
Oh, man, he's something. I love Paul Flipowitz. Paul's been my friend about as long as Luther Allison was my friend, Paul Black. I love Paul Black.
Now, you also have Jason Schultz on trombone.
Oh.
Anna Purnell on trumpet.
Oh, that is something.
And we know her. She's really, we love her. And Arnold Gonzalez on conga, excuse me, with singers Sherry Davis, Christine Hess Malloy, and Beverly Jean Lewis. That's an all-star cast.
Well, Kenny come up with those people. Well, I know I've been knowing Sherry Davis for a long time. Sherry's a good friend of mine. I know Beverly Jean, and we really appreciate them being on the helping us get that thing out.
Now, where are we able to find the album?
Pretty much right now, Thursday nights at the Red Rooster.
Well, Thursday nights at the Red Rooster. So that brings up a whole nother issue, which is every second and fourth Thursday at the Red Rooster, Tate's has an open jam, Tate's Blues Jam.
Right.
And now a special one is coming up on January 11th. That is going to be your birthday celebration as well.
That's correct.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you know, I think this is pretty darn cool. Can you guys tell us a little bit about your part in the album and how long have you been jamming with Tate and his blues jam?
Say your name first, too, please.
Hi, this is Dennis. Hey, been with Tate for about 13 years now. We started at the Knuckle Down Saloon, and now it's the Red Rooster. And about right during the pandemic, we heard that Red Rooster was going to open, so we put the band back together.
Wow.
Decided we needed to record Tate because he's never been recorded in the studio before. So, after several illnesses on lots of our parts, it took about a year or so, but we got it done. So,
nice.
We're glad to finish.
And Dennis, you play keys, right?
The keyboard player.
Yeah. Where else have you played around in Madison?
Oh, I've been playing. I used to play with the Blue Olives.
Oh yeah.
I played with. Boy, let me think here. Play with Iggy Ray. Iggy Ray Vicious.
Oh, Iggy Ray, with. Yeah.
I've been in a lot of bands over there.
We know Iggy.
Played a lot of country gigs. Played with Denny Dean in the old days.
Oh, boy.
So you've been around. That's awesome, man.
But Dan Swadley here has played around more than anybody.
Dan, tell us your story.
You're a bassist. Who have you played with here?
Oh, God. Well, I've played along with Speed Trap or Rochelle the Red Hot Rattlers.
Oh, yeah.
Actually played guitar with that band. Quite a few others. Ricky and the Spitfires and Tones, a lot of different groups in Madison.
Nice, nice. Well, that is just a classic band that you have, Tate. Every second and fourth Thursday at the Red Rooster, we can go open jam, sit in with you, play.
And everybody is welcome. If you play, if you're a good musician, come on by.
There you go. All musicians.
You don't have to be good. Just stop on by.
Yes.
Tate will make the call. He'll tell you whether you're going on stage or not.
You have to have it in your heart.
He'll yank you.
That's the only request. Have it in your heart.
Yes.
All right. Keeping the Blues Alive. Let's see. We have one more song, right?
We do.
What is it called?
We have Last $2, which I want to know about this song. Because
tell us about this
song.
We've
all had the last $2 in our pocket, Tate.
And I always say, don't ever lose your last $2. That song is by the late, great Johnny Taylor, rhythm and blues singer. It's called My Last $2.
And it's awesome. James Earl Tate, it is a pleasure to see you once again in our studios. Thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate you. Appreciate you guys as well. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Let's do some James Earl Tate right now. This song is called Last $2. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
She lost all her money. She said, don't worry.
call me honey. If you want to do a lady a favor, here's what you can do for me. Loan me $2. Take the next time I see you. Last $2.
Last $2.
Not gonna lose.
Not gonna lose.
Last $2.
Last $2.
Not gonna lose.
Not gonna lose.
One for my bus fare. Other for the jukebox. So I can play me some of that down. Said I wouldn't be over here if my man would treat me right. You see, I've been trying to catch him. He's been sneaking around every night. So I got caught up over here. I got caught up in this scene. And I lost all my money. Oh, on that doggone gambling machine. Last $2.
Last $2.
Not gonna lose.
Not gonna lose.
Last $2.
Last $2.
Not gonna lose.
Not gonna lose.
One for my boss man. Other for the jukebox. So I can play me some of that down.
$2. That's James Earl Tate right there, and the Double Eight Band on Max Inc. Heavy or Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Dude, I don't know what it is, Rocker, but I always get a tingle in my body when a legend like Tate walks into the studio and takes his time to takes time out of his day to be on the air with us.
Man, that was really cool. And, you know, I have to thank Alice. She called up Ken Kepler's studio at Soundgarden, and she was talking to Ken. She said, oh, let's talk about your studio. Come on in. And he was kind of like, but he's like, well, I just recorded Tate. We're like, what? You what?
Wow.
So, yeah, we were we said, yeah, let's get in for an interview. Let's hear him. I mean, I was just talking to the guys. We're going to bring in Tate, and it's the 008.
The
008 band.
They're going
to play
live. And
we'll have them here live.
Nice.
And then we'll be able to dig in. Because, I mean, the amount of history.
Yeah.
Like, I implore you to go to his website, right? Just go search James Earl Tate online. Go to his website and read his bio. I mean, there's unbelievable information there of Madison's music past that I think are stories that you probably don't hear often.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally forgot that the Nitty Gritty hosted blues back in the day.
Like, seriously, you should see there was this band that played there. It was Boss Gags, Steve Miller, and Ben Sidran were all in the same band.
Amazing.
That played at the Nitty Gritty. Are you serious?
One more funny story. While you were doing the introduction, I got on the phone. I tried to call Flipowitz.
Yeah?
I tried to call you, Paul Flipowitz, because I love you, brother, and we wanted to get you on the air, but he didn't pick up.
Oh,
that's all right. We'll get Paul later on.
Isn't it funny just the connections?
Yeah, it's crazy. Hey, we got a double dip coming up of the Kosh Marshall Trio. They're part of the fest. We got Burby coming in to talk about all the fest shows that the Majestic is putting on. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.